Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we've got some big MTV news today.
Yeah, right?
Late-breaking MTV news. And for you kids, MTV used to be a real big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anymore. Although my wife watches MTV. I was about to say, I don't remember the last time I watched MTV. But that's not true, because my wife watches The Challenge, which is like some challenge, physical challenge show they have on there.
I don't know that one. Is that like the Road Rules?
Well, it's all the people from those shows, and they all are all jacked and like, you know, it's them now.
Okay.
And they pit them against each other in these competitions. I don't know. It's called MTV Challenge or something, and she likes it.
All right.
And she watches it.
I can't tell you. I don't.
And it is kind of a throwback, because some of the old, like, I used to watch MTV a lot. Real World. I used to love The Real World. I thought Real World was a good show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Even though it wasn't.
I remember, like, Real World, like, I remember, like, a couple
remember
of...
Puck?
The first one, yeah, that was San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
And I remember the first one was... I remember the one in New York being, like, a big deal, like,
it was
the first
a big
one.
Deal. It was the first, like... Yeah. I don't know if it was the first reality show, but it was the first one that people watched.
Yeah. Remember all the dating shows on MTV? In the 2000s, like Next and Parental Control, Date My Mom.
Yeah, see, now you're getting a little after me, because I'm a little older.
Date My Mom. All right.
Yes, there was not only a show where you could next up to 5 dates and choose any one of them, but you could also date somebody's mother.
Black Dawn.
That was not me, by the way.
Teach their own.
Who was that?
Who's to say? Yeah, I remember. MTV scientist Jenny McCarthy. I remember her on there. Like, I always liked the MTV Spring Break, because it was just like the summer of whores. Like Carmen Electra would be on there, and her tees were out, all being all hot. I remember all that crap.
All the kids, So a lot of the personalities from all those old shows are still coming back and doing like physical challenges. I don't know. It's called The Challenge. Anyway. MTV has canceled Ridiculousness.
I don't know what they're going to do with the 19 hours of programming that thing filled. I remember once on this show, it was over in the holidays. I think we went to the MTV guide on our TV when we were on Comcast. And I think we scrolled ahead 3 straight days. And I believe it was all Ridiculousness, with the exception of like there would be like 1 hour a day.
Dude, they're brilliant. Okay, that show sucks.
Yes.
It's stupid. It's the one hosted by Rob Dyrdek, and it's just a bunch of dumb...
Yeah, clips.
Video clips from the internet.
Yes.
And he kind of makes the same jokes over and over. And
then they have, like, some girl on the couch...
They have a panel.
...that
who's
like...
Oh, yeah, Chanel West Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really bad. Obviously, doesn't cost a lot to produce. And they... But they figured it out. Because they made 1,870 episodes of that crap.
My God.
Yeah, dude, they could play a new episode of Ridiculousness every day for 5 years.
Yeah, when I saw that it was canceled, did it say how many years it ran?
Oh man, it's been
14.
14 like, years, and I think I saw 46 seasons. So in 14 years, they filmed 46 seasons of ridiculousness.
I saw something. He had a 336 yearly episode deal. So that's basically an episode.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot that often, but there would be almost a new episode for a full year of content.
Yeah, here's another thing. You know how much that MF-er made for that show?
Oh, I'll bet you just...
They paid him $32 million a year.
Good Lord.
To do that show.
Do it. That's the easiest money. And look...
It's unbelievable.
I haven't consumed Rob Dyrdek in a long time, but when he was on the Robin Big...
He was pretty funny.
And then the Fantasy Factory, Rob Dyrdek was awesome. He seemed legitimately like one of the coolest dudes. And I was all about it. And then the ridiculousness thing. It was Tosh.0, but lame. Because Tosh was doing that same thing. He just was actually funny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun... Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But, yeah, Dyrdek, he was always starting all these different companies and stuff. I think that dude's a really savvy business guy. He got him to pay him $32 million to stand in front of a video
year.
Wall. I wonder if Daniel Tosh is sitting around being like, you son of a bitch.
Dude, wait a minute. 14 years at 30. Hold on.
He probably didn't get 13 every year.
Is he a billionaire?
No,
not quite. He's worth a lot of money, I bet.
Because he's taken home 32, take home 16. No, he's probably 200 or 300.
Dude, that's almost half a billion.
Yeah.
Just to do that dumb show. So MTV figured it out. They're like, okay, we don't want programming. We don't want to pay for a bunch of programming. So we're going to pay one guy $30 million. He's going to host the show that we're going to run 80% of the time, and we're just going to, and it's super easy to make, so we'll just make a billion episodes, and then after 14 years, we'll fire everyone, and we'll just rerun the episodes for 20 years, and it will all pencil out to...
Yeah, probably the cheapest thing they could ever do.
Yeah, and they'll make money on it.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's how reality shows started, is because they were cheap. I think that was the whole premise behind them, is you could run an F ton of content, and you didn't pay any of those people anything. Like, I saw an interview with some of the original Real World cast. Remember, because there was, like, there was the one dude that went on and did a bunch of fitness stuff. He was, like, the really handsome guy. And he was talking, they made no money off that. Like, that was all just, like, an experiment. They paid him, like an extra on a TV set. They made, like, nothing. And I'm sure for places like that, I mean... That's got to be the cheapest content you can make.
That's so frustrating for me, though, because that's not a TV network. Like, it's literally, like, basically the equivalent of what you go on to, like, the Roku channel or, like, Tubi Free TV.
Yeah, and not just... anymore, it's not.
Well...
It used to be.
Exactly, but it was like I could go find a channel that just airs reruns of Fear Factory. That is what MTV was. So, yeah, it was a good business model, but that's not a TV network, damn it.
Well, actually, it's a really successful TV network.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'll bet you MTV... At some point was thinking, how do we stay remotely relevant or whatever? Like, because no one's watching music videos anymore. I mean, there's no one's tuning into MTV to watch music videos. Go on YouTube, wherever the hell you watch them. And so, I mean, you pivot into something else. And Rob Dyrdek, I mean, I'm assuming that I'm assuming he pitched them that idea. He had two successful MTV shows. He was really popular, and he was like, hey, I'll do this, and you only have to pay one person, and away you go.
It would seem... I mean, that does seem like it's his show.
Yeah.
But now, I wonder if he makes money... So they'll keep running it.
I'm sure
I wonder if he keeps making money off of it.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like a syndication sort of deal. Because I'm assuming they're just going to keep running that crap.
Well, yeah.
Over and over and over and over and over and over.
And I wonder if, speaking of syndication, if anybody outside MTV will pick it up to try to do the same damn thing. Because MTV could make a bunch of money licensing it to others, too. Who knows?
Someone said Rob Dyrdek filed for bankruptcy?
No way.
That can't be. Really?
He's an idiot, then.
No, I'm gonna look at that. Because he just always seemed like he always had his hand in... He was big in like the skating world, and he would always get like pieces of the company.
Says he's worth $50 million.
He has not filed for personal bankruptcy. His production company, Super Jacket Productions, filed for Chapter 11 actually last month.
I'll be damned.
Man. Yeah, he's worth a lot of dough. He's got $50 million in the bank, man.
Yeah, I would assume. I mean, how do you, if you've been making $32
million? Well, he didn't make that the whole time.
No, but.
But still, just 1 year of $32 million a year.
Yeah. That's amazing how fast you can piss through money, though, right?
Well, rest in peace, ridiculousness.
Yeah.
I never watched you, ever.
I've seen some ridiculousness, and I...
And I probably never will.
It is one of those shows that when you watch and you just think to yourself, how and why? And yet it's there.
And then you look around America and the globe and you go, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Lowest common denominator,
I get it.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.